Like many other children all over the world, I grew up reading comics. And like many children all over the world, I devoured and loved the same comics. Laurel Hardy, Mickey Mouse, and then as I grew older, Batman and Superman, Tintin and Asterix. But recently I went to an exhibition at the Kolkata Center for Creativity, where I encountered wall after wall filled with Bengali comics. I had no idea that such a rich world existed or that it was over 100 years old. Shukholata Rao is often called the mother of Bengali comics, says Pinaki De, illustrator and member of the Comics Culture Collective, which put together the exhibition.
Shukholata Rao is regarded as the first creator of Bangla comics.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. In December 1921, Shukholata Rao drew a strip for the magazine Shondesh, Jamon Kormo Temni Phol, As You Sow, So Shall You Reap. It shows a little boy trying to douse the milkman with water to punish him for adulterating the milk. Instead, he drenches his own schoolteacher by mistake. It's simple slapstick, but has all the elements that make for a comic strip. Image and printed words, says comic enthusiast and professor of English literature, Abhijit Gupta.
The image and the printed word coexisting on the same page.
But they says they found an even older strip, which could well be called the first Bengali comic. Much of it is up on the walls because of some comic mad enthusiasts who collected them over the years as a passion project.
Shakuntala Dutta Barman is actually here, a fanatic, kind of fanatic comics collector called me, and asked me whether, an exhibition of Bengali comics is possible in the gallery space.
As they pored over the collection, some of it falling apart, some riddled with silverfish, sourced from people's attics and old bookstores, a world opened up of artists like Kafi Khan and Narayan Debnath, who produced thousands of comics but never got any respect from the art world, says they.
They never got their due. They were never exhibited in the gallery space.
In the dressing room of Europe, artist Kafi Khan only needs a few strokes to transform the same figure from Mussolini to Hitler to Stalin. It's not all serious. There are comics about the antics of Batul the Great, a short boy with broad shoulders and spindly legs, and Hada and Bhoda, or Dumb and Dim. The artists were obviously aware of the greater world of comics around them. The exhibition shows Laurel and Hardy heading off on a nautical jaunt in the 1940s. Characters that look very much like Mickey Mouse pop up in 1938. The Chipmunks, Chip and Dale, get Bengali avatars in 1961. The influence might be American, but the ethos remains fully Bengali, says they. There are comics about freedom fighters and Alexander the Great. There are pulpy detective comics, like one where a svelte woman in a sari brandishes a revolver and thunders, "You dirty fox!" In Moyuk Chaudhry's Aguntuk, The Stranger from the 1960s, the alien hero has retractable talons long before Wolverine, says Abhijit Gupta.
Because he also has retractable nails. His nails come out, and this is much before Wolverine.
He says it was thrilling looking at the close-ups and mid-shots of epic comic strip battles.
Fight between the two Martians break out of the greatest fights in Bengali comic book history.
And comics didn't just tell stories, they sold stuff. A famous science fiction writer and an artist teamed up to sell Benzitol soap through the story of a fierce demon queen trying to find a soap that will protect her precious daughter from germs. Illustrator Debashish Deb says it was hard work, hand-drawing comics. It's a demanding medium. Long before computers, the artists had to make sure every character looked the same, the proportions remained the same, no matter what the angle. It's an intense medium, and you have to care for it, he says.
You have to be extremely caring. This is not done.
Most of these artists were commercial illustrators. Comics was just part of what they did to bring in the money. They could never devote themselves to one strip like a Tintin or an Asterix. In fact, the golden age of Bengali comics ended when magazines started carrying international strips like Tintin and Tarzan in translation. The homegrown Bengali comics struggled to compete against the cosmopolitanism of Tintin and Asterix. They were literally lost in translation. But for a little while, they were back in the limelight in Kolkata. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata.